Come on. New Year's brothers sound their back. Had I known it was going to take forever for them to just do one job, I'd have done it myself. Never trust a reindeer to do a man's job. Hmm? Excuse me, miss, are you lost or something? Strange. You don't look like one of St. Nick's helpers. Are you perhaps a-
You.
Yes?
You've been a naughty boy this year, Ezekiel. So much so that I came all the way here just to punish you. Personally.
Okay. And just who do you think you... Wait. The horns. This aura. Well, well, well. I guess what they say is true. All good things to those who wait. Hello, Krampus. Let me just say, seeing you here again is such a pleasant surprise.
Where's the jolly old geezer?
Old geezer? Oh, you mean Santa, aka your warden? Yeah, don't worry about him. He's doing just fine. You know, I'll happily escort you to him. But for a price.
No need. I'll have a word with him later. For now, I only came here for you.
Of course. You know, Crampy, I thought you, of all people, would be overjoyed to hear that the leash around your neck has been loosened. I possess the Jolly Fat Man's magical power. You're free to do whatever you want.
Oh, really?
Yes. Really.
Ezekiel, do you know what I want right now?
Ha! Name it and it shall be yours. In fact, scratch that. I'll give you a trade offer. I receive your power, and thus the ability to become the ultimate god. You receive... well, nothing. How's that?
I'll do you one better. I receive your head on a pike, and you receive death.
Sorry. But that's going to be a no from me. Dog. Besides, my head doesn't make a good Christmas decoration anyway. Look, my offer still stands. We can either do this like civilized men, goats, people, and go through with my offer, or I smack the shit out of you and then loot you for all your magic.
How's this for my answer?
Oh my god! It's a massive fucking disappointment!
We're almost there. Just a few minutes out now. What do you mean? Well, that's the thing. Once we recapture Krampus, that's it. I honestly don't have a plan after that. I don't know, kiddo. Magic is powerful stuff. And neither of us has the power or means of taking down Ezekiel. Especially with Santa's stolen magic. Yes, he somehow managed to absorb Saint Nick's magic from him, leaving him powerless. And how exactly can we steal the magic back? Yes, the workshop is real. But we're supposed to be going after Krampus, not stopping to sightsee. Look, kiddo, I'm already taking a risk bringing an outsider to the North Pole. So, I don't know if... Okay. We can swing by there, but not for too long. What do you plan on doing in there anyways? And what exactly are you planning on building? A surprise, you say? Please ignore the irony when I say, I hate surprises. It's through here. Yeah. It's quite the sight to see, isn't it? Anyways, I'm not gonna give you a tour of the place. So, whatever it is you plan on doing here, make it snappy. Damn. I've been in this workshop dozens of times. But to see it all with the lights off, none of the elves hard at work, and all this silence make it seem so... creepy. Very creepy. Shingles on the roof! Ooh, who the hell is that? Must be the kid. Just what is that kid up to? Huh? Gears? Is that you? Something doesn't feel right. What the hell? Ah! Oh. It's just you. Anyway, what's that you're holding? Another surprise. Great. Okay then, let's get out of here. Or not. Yep, elves. And judging from their unusually glowing eyes, it seems Ezekiel hypnotized them too. There's far too many of them. We'll never be able to reach Krampus at this point. Not unless... Gears! Take my collar. That bell will lead you straight to the goat demon. There should be a basement floor shaft below you. You can escape through there. I'll stay here and hold them off. I'm afraid you don't have a choice. I can't fit through there, and there's no way I can ram through this wall of elves all by myself. All I can do is buy you some time. Now go! And be careful. Best of luck, kid. You're our only hope now. As for the rest of you... I hate to do this... But something tells me we can't sit down and talk this over with a cup of hot cocoa, can we? I thought so. Fine. Come at me, you low-budget garden gnomes.